Oh, he's bleeding. That's a bit of an understatement. He's covered in lacerations, infections, and his own blood. So much so that we call him the Wound Man. He's essentially a pincushion, only bloodier. Yet Wound Man, with his many wounds, also comprises a body of knowledge. On the page next to each injury is an inscription describing the right treatment. Surgeons used him as a comprehensive diagram of wounds and corresponding remedies, like a medieval European game of operation.
Doctor, he needs an operation!
We know that he can be treated, so why does it matter if he bleeds? Well, to the medieval doctor, blood was vital, especially in the context of balance. For example, in the practice of bloodletting, practitioners siphoned the body's excess. However, controlling blood flow needed to follow cosmological movements, the seasons, the weather. Post-Han Chinese medics similarly understood the body's patterns of change and flow as an interaction of blood and qi. This informed yin and yang orientations that historian Sabine Wilms defined as a basic duality that links the macrocosm to all kinds of microcosms, from the universe to the body politic to the human body, in systematic cycles of change. So the body, any body, was rooted within cosmological movement. So, for all the blood dripping from Wound Man, it's worth noting that his wounds are skin deep. The same can't be said for his female counterparts. In the 15th century medical manual Facilicus Medicinae, we see a Wound Man titled On Anatomy. A thin slice of his chest is removed to expose the surface of his ribs, the heart, and other visceral organs, but he stands contained and poised. A few pages away, another figure is exposed, crouched in a less dignified squat. Here, the body is peeled open like an écarté figure, splitting down the breasts and ripping widely to reveal a uterus and its sleeping fetus. This figure is titled On Woman. Where Wound Man's pathologies are plentiful and painfully comprehensive, On Woman depicted one condition of health, reproduction.
Love no one but your children. On that front, a mother has no choice.
She is inverted, she is exposed, and the only thing that happened to define her and her womanhood was a non-ubiquitous uterus. Now, why does it matter if she bleeds? Well, menstruation is a cosmological flow. It too represents cycles of change. But only within a woman's body do dangers of improper flow manifest. Dried flow transforms from pathology to malevolence. Women without menstrual flow or fertility were painted as withered, haggard witches who might steal your children. And in Imperial China, a woman with tainted flow was poisoned, a blow to the gods. That deeper internal physiology implies gender, shaping our perception of women and their health. While Wound Man showed surface-level bleeding, quote-unquote female disorders occupied different depths, concealed, harder to access, and embedded within the interior. How much do we know about these disorders, like PCOS or endometriosis? How many myths surround female bodies? He offers plenty of superficial information, but she informs us of deeper depths. So are these bodies merely cosmic vessels, divine offenses, or maybe just a simple fetish?